Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gus Gill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Fred Talbot. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The catcher, Eli Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Nelson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Roger Nelson. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Hegan moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is hit by the pitch. Hegan moves to third. Davis moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Davis moves to third. Rollins moves to second. It's 1-0, Pilots. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill strikes out. One out. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fiore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is hit by the pitch. Oliver moves to third. Piniella moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Piniella scores. Rodriguez moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. One out. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson bunts towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to third. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Davis strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pilots, 2, Royals, 2. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 1 in the game. Fiore strikes out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelly moves to third. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Royals 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hernandez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Royals 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 0 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Royals 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mincher hits a line drive towards first. Fiore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNairtney hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 2 in the game. Fiore hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Royals 2. The Pilots will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-2 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gill is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-2 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson bunts towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to third for the out. Hernandez moves to second. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-3 in the game. Foy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Foy reaches second base with a double. Hernandez scores. Nelson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Royals. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harper. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Foy scores. It's 5-2, Royals. John O'Donohue now pitching. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-3 in the game. Fiore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 6-2, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Fiore moves to second. Jim Bouton now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Piniella reaches second base with a double. Fiore scores. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Royals. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Pilots 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Juan Rios now playing second base. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Pilots 2. The Royals will come to bat. Gordy Lund now playing shortstop. Gus Gill now playing second base. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Rios reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rios moves to third. One out. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Nelson moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rios scores. Nelson moves to third. Foy moves to second. It's 9-2, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 13-2, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Piniella hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Pilots 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 13, and Seattle Pilots, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.